Perhaps to inform you of some of the very, very exciting things that are happening in the Gideon ministry in these days. Okay, you will be seeing some video presentations. You'll hear the spoken word by some of the men here as well. And so I do want to just to introduce the team that we have. And as the paper said, it's Wally's crew, if you saw that or not. I thought that was an interesting way of putting it. So we do have an interesting expression in that way. Besides myself, as I said, as the Timmins Camp president, I have my wife here, Nellie, and she's a full-fledged Gideon as well. And then Carmen and Joan Locke from South Porcupine. And unfortunately, Joan isn't able to be here. She's laid aside for this morning anyway. And that's Carmen and Joan. And then Carl Hoover, he's our Matheson representative, and he's involved in distribution. I should say that Carmen is also the vice president, and also Joan is our secretary. And so Carl is involved in distribution. Wally, of course, a member of this church. We were so, so pleased to have Wally and Sally join just a few months ago. And then, of course, realizing that God has called Sally home, and so she has a promotion into heaven. And Wally is with us then this morning as well, of course, and we so appreciate his ministry and our Gideons as well. So we're keeping him busy as well. I just want to take a few moments just to bring you a little historical perspective in regards to the Gideon ministry. Some of you probably know it just as well as I do, but there may be some here that don't know as to what happened or what has taken place in regards to how the Gideons began and what's going on. It was the turn of the century. Now, I'm not talking the 21st century, okay? We're going back to the 20th century, all right, way back in 1899, as a matter of fact. And just as it approached the 20th century, there were three gentlemen. One was by the name of Nicholson, the other one was Hill, and the other one was Knight. Okay, so in that particular time, they got together by, I suppose, more by God's direction in a place in Wisconsin, United States. And while they were together and enjoying fellowship and finding out some more about each other, they thought that it would be, I guess God brought this to their mind as well, that it would be a wonderful idea if a Bible was placed at the reception desk in hotels across the nation, actually. So that's where the seed was germinated, all right? And so these three gentlemen, and then there was a fourth one to join them, and the following year they got together again in the time of prayer that God would provide opportunities for them to take that Bible, take the Word of God, and put it in the reception, on this reception desk of these hotels. Well, they were wondering, well, what should we call ourselves, all right? And as they were in prayer, it was Mr. Knight that got up and he said, we're going to be called the Gideons. And what an appropriate name, because as you know, Gideon from Judges 6 and 7, a man used of God, reluctantly that he was, but God used him in a mighty way. And so there's that element of humility in his life and the life of the Gideons. There was that element of faith and then of obedience as well. So those are the three components that comprise the Gideon ministry. And so it began at that particular time in the United States. And then and just a few years later, 1911, as a matter of fact, the Canadian men were admitted to the association, and they were called the Gideons, the Christian Commercial Men's Association. Okay, so that, because they were salesmen. They were basically salesmen, and that was what the term was. Instead of calling them businessmen, they called them commercial men. Then in 1951, so a number of years later, they changed the name to Gideons International in Canada, and that's what it is today. Okay, now we at that time were still affiliated with the Americans, and Carmen will be telling you about what's happened in regards to that situation. So let me just give you a perspective as to what's taken place during those years, okay, in the 20th century. All right, so 1911 was the first opportunity that the Gideons in Canada, okay, presented a Bible in the King Edward Hotel in Toronto. All right, that was the first one, first opportunity. Well, as you know, that has expanded now. Of course, it's not just left at the desk, the reception desk in a hotel and motel, all right, but it was also had the opportunity now to put the Word of God into each room. So I'm sure that as you travel yourselves and you go into these hotels, motels, and so on to spend a night or two, then you look in the desk beside the bed, and there should be a Gideon Bible located there. If there isn't, buzz down to the reception desk and ask if you have that. And so I know that when Nellie and I have gone down to various places, whether it's in the States or whether it's here in Canada, that I always check to see if there's a Gideon Bible there. And if not, I will check with the people at the front desk. Why not? You know, where is it? Someone's taken it? That's good. Replace it, please. Okay. So that was about 1911 when that happened. And then just a few years later, 1918, we had the opportunity of getting into the hospitals. All right. And then in 1938, I'm going kind of fast here, but these intervening years, the Gideons were, of course, responsible for going into the prisons as well, or had that opportunity to go into prisons. What a prison ministry. And Carl will tell you a little bit about what's taking place in that opportunity we have here in prisons. And then in 1936, the Bible was placed into the schools. Now this was placed when I say in the schools, this was not distributed among the grade fives as yet. Okay, the Bible was just introduced into the schools, and if teachers and we needed a Bible, then it was there for them to use. And in 1946, we had what we call the Memorial Bible Plan was in place. And you have a rack out in the Hope Foyer there. This is with Sympathy, and Memorial Bible Plan was put in place. So the funds that were obtained by this, as you pick these up and send the card to the family that's bereaved, and then you have the opportunity of also supporting the Gideon ministry with this. So we have that taking place in 1946. Then in 1946, they had the Youth Testaments. Now this is you'll see some of them on the in the foyer as well. They had the opportunity to go to the grade five classrooms. What a joy! What an opportunity! And having been in education for 33 years, I had that opportunity as well, and to go into not just my school but other schools within Waterloo County to make our presentation of the grade fives. And believe it or not, I still have that opportunity. But not in a public system. It's a separate schools, the Roman Catholic schools, still allow me to go in and make a presentation of the grade fives. And that really thrills my heart, because as I approach them and I do ask the principal or the teacher, I say, well, how long will you give me? Because, you know, it can take 5 minutes or 10 minutes or what have you. And they say, well, Mr. Pageant, you can take as long as you want. Well, that's pretty dangerous, you know. You know, take as long as you want to start talking about the Gideons. But realizing they're grade fives, and so usually half an hour, 35 minutes to make a presentation to them. So I talk about Gideon. We take the Bible and we read and we talk about the story of Gideon. And it's an exciting story, especially for grade fives. It's exciting, you know, for them to hear that. Then, of course, we talk about the grade fives, about the Gideons themselves, the Gideon ministry, what's involved in the Gideon ministry. And so then the final thing is that we distribute the testament to them. Every child takes a testament. Even though I say to them, you don't have to, but they do. And they're excited about getting that, because I say to them, it's your personal copy of the Word of God. And so they're really excited about receiving it. So that took place or started in 1946. Then as we move along in 1973, police recruits testaments. And 1974, it was the Honor Bible Plan. And those cards are over there as well. You can pick one of those. Someone who's getting married or having a birthday or celebration of some kind, you can honor that person by picking out a card and supporting the Gideon ministry that way. I might say that it was in 1925 that the ladies were become part. Now, when I say become part, they became auxiliary. And their main purpose was to pray for the Gideon ministry locally, nationally, and throughout the world. So that's when that happened. Then in 1949, they provided nursing Bibles as well, or testaments. And you'll see the white ones on the table as well. Just to bring you up to date, as of April 30th of this year, okay, the total number of Gideons in Canada numbers 3,900 members across Canada. Number of camps, such as Timmins, 272, so right across Canada. And they have their annual convention, and this year it was in Charlottetown, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island. Okay, and so that just finished. So we will get a report on that particular convention as to what new things are happening and so on, and some of the wonderful things. They have testimonies and song and so on. And then the funds for this year, when I say this year, have reached a little over $6 million. And that money then is strictly for the purchase of Bibles. Okay? Monies that are administrative funds come from ourselves as Gideons. Okay? We have a responsibility of looking into that as well. All right, so that's kind of the history of it, and just a brief history. And I'm going to call Carmen right now, Carmen Locke, and he's going to kind of give you an overview as to what has the changes that took place just a year ago at the convention as well. And then Wally's going to have the first of the two videos, and we'll enjoy that as well. So, Carmen, come on up.
Good morning. The Gideons in Canada, even though Roy told you they're 100 years old or more, we are actually brand new. We've been remade. The Canadian government told the Gideons a few years ago that we cannot willy-nilly give money to Gideons International without having an actual say in where that money's used. Gideons International said, no, we will decide where the money's used. Gideons Canada said, we want women to be equal members. And International said, no. And then we also said, we want not just businessmen and professionals to be able to be members. We want anybody who has a love for the Lord and getting his word out there to be able to be members. And International said no. About 2 years ago, we passed these three things that we wanted. One, because the government said we had to for the first one. The other two, because we knew that it was right, that we believed that it was God's will for the other two. So Gideons International disowned us in Canada. And we are now a separate entity, but because our name, Gideons International in Canada, is a registered name, they cannot take that away from us. So we are still Gideons International in Canada. We decide where the funds go. Women who join are now no longer in the auxiliary. They are equal members. We could have a woman as the president of this camp or a vice president or any other position. And you no longer have to be a professional or a businessman to be a member. In the old days, I could never have been a member. I was only a constable when I retired. The old days said you had to be a sergeant or higher. Now, I can be a member. And so can you, gentlemen and ladies. Anybody here who is voting age can be a member. And we are looking for new members. I have a little bit more of a presentation when I start talking about missions, but there's lots of opportunities available. So that just brings you up on some of the changes. Wally?
This video will give you a little insight into the effects the Gideons have had on people who actually found the Lord through this organization.
Was a very scary book to pick up. There were a few inhibiting factors. One, I was a Muslim, and this was the forbidden book. But I said, well, I'll just take a look at it anyways. And I picked up the Bible, and I opened it right in the middle.
And I never opened a Bible before. And I opened it right to the inside cover. For God so loved the world.
The Lord gazed upon the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner,
that he gave his only begotten Son
to set free those who are doomed to death,
that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life.
I got so frustrated. I began to scream in this room. How come you are now looking down at me? I was so angry. I took that Bible that day and I flung it against the wall.
In a world like this, does an old religious book still have the power to change lives?
I felt so encouraged and I felt so strengthened. So I immediately went to my wife, who was still on the bed asleep, and I said, Jan, look what I found.
He said, I was there. I was there all your life. I was there standing in the shadow. I was there. He says, I was there and I saw it all. And today I'm here and it's going to be different.
He's now a married man who is 40 next month. He has a 7-year-old son who is now the same age as he was when he went through the surgery.
And that's how I became born again. That's how I got saved. Because one good day, there was a bunch of men in a hotel room praying how they were going to distribute their Bibles, their seed. And they planted these seeds all over like sowers. They cast them everywhere. They threw some in a prison where I was able to get one.
In the 100 years existence of the Gideons International in Canada, it's quite clear the world has changed dramatically. The world is faster, busier, more instantaneously connected. But it is still filled with lonely, lost people who need to discover God's Word in hotels, hospitals, and other places in the crossroads of life. As we celebrate our 100th anniversary, let us set our eyes on the task in front of us, sharing the Word of God with the world.
Hi, I'm Carl Hoover from Matheson. And just before I start, I just want to give a brief testimony. Now, I was brought up in the Bancroft area. I attended the church there. And I was raised in a good Christian home. But when I got old, I left home. I went out into the world. I drank alcohol and so on. And then I moved up north here. I worked on construction. And Friday nights, Saturday nights were party nights. Come Sunday morning, it was, I sat in a little cabin in Matheson, and, of course, nothing to do on Sunday. I sat there, watched television, read books. Come 5 o'clock that evening, I said, "What am I going to do tonight?" Because Sunday night, the hotels were closed. But I said, "What am I going to do tonight?" And there was a voice as clear as day come to my mind. And it was just 3 words. And it said, "Go to church." "Nope, I'm not going to church. Nope. Nope, I'm not going to church." But you know, I went to church that night because I think God would have took me there kicking and screaming. So this is why I am here today. I am here as a Gideon. And to just let you know what we are doing. In our hotels, in the last couple of years, we have put over 200 Bibles, some bilingual, and some English, over 200, into our hotels and motels here in the Timmins area. And of course that covers Matheson, Iroquois Falls. Schools. I would really like you people to pray for our school kids. Especially in our public schools. Last year, we gave out 80 youth testaments in the separate school. 21 in our public school. I know I've been looking after the last 2 years in a public school in Matheson, and there's hasn't been one Bible given out. Now what we do is we go in and take cards in. We have to leave them cards. They're sent home to the parents. If the parents want the child to receive the Bible, they fill out the card, send it back. We bring in the cards, the testament for the children. So I would really challenge you here tonight, today, to pray for our children in the schools. We keep Bibles in the hospital. These are what we pass out. They're shrink wrapped, because that's for no germs can be passed on. They're shrink wrapped. If a person opens a Bible, he can take it home with them when they're finished, and we will replace them as soon as we can. Last 2 years, we have had a chance to go into the Matheson Fall Fair, and we have given out, I think the 2 years ago, we gave out over 200 New Testaments and some Bibles like this too. And last year, I think we gave out about 150. Then we've also had a chance to go into Northern College on registration day for the new students. The last 2 years, each year we've given out about 150 New Testaments to our college students. And right now we're in the process of, I know Roy mentioned this about going into the Monteith Correctional. Well, we're kind of bogged down right now with the government bureaucracy, waiting for a police check. And once we get that, we can go in and hand out Bibles, speak to the prisoners, and so on and such forth. And right now, we have 7 scheduled to date churches ready for a presentation like we have here today. So I'd just like to thank you very much and pray for our Gideon ministry. Thank you.
Very quickly, because we're running out of time, Gideon's International in Canada does mission work. We have in the past sent missionary teams to the Ukraine, to Malawi and Africa, to Kenya. We sent them to the Philippines, Manila and Cambodia. This year, we are sending them a team to Zambia in Africa. And it's exciting for Roy and I because Baptist Church Timmins actually has one of our own working in that area. Now, the whole idea is that we send a team in, they partner with locals who can speak the local language, and we give out Bibles. I believe in South America, I can't remember the country, but there was somewhere around 10,000 Bibles given out. And we went into prisons, we went into military and police institutions. We get in there any way that we can to distribute these Bibles. Gideon's International in Canada is concerned. We partner with other Bible organizations that can supply Bibles in the language of the area, and we get as many Bibles into as many hands as we possibly can. And we really appreciate your support in this area. If anybody's interested today, Roy will tell you how to become a Gideon.
Time goes pretty quickly. Anybody up here speaking realizes that. Yeah, there was another video, but I think I'm just going to talk about it instead. As Carl mentioned, it's very difficult now to get into public schools. It's totally amazing how the separate schools, open arms. They want us in there. But the public schools, it's not just a matter of getting the permission forms to the students. It's a matter of getting the permission forms past the secretary. And sometimes we don't think it gets much further past there. It's unfortunate, but that's the reality of it. So Gideon's International in Canada has been very covert, to say the least, in coming up with some fresh new ideas on how to deal with the situation in schools. And what we've done is that instead of going, well, we still try to get to the schools, but another way of going at it is to get involved with youth groups in churches. And the program, basically, what it does is that we have, we go in and we talk with the youth groups. This happened down in Halebury, I think the representative down there was talking to the local youth groups that happened to be meeting down there, including the ones from Timmins. And there's a little business card that's given to the kids that they can distribute to their friends. And I don't know if you've ever seen now anybody that has a smartphone, those little square, I forgot what you call them. They can click it on their smartphone, and they can actually download a New Testament onto their phones. Now, this is really living in the 21st century as far as the Gideons go, and very clever. So what we're doing now is that we're trying to partner with youth groups in the different churches and have them do the work for us in getting the Word of God out to young people. And there's a video that we show the kids, and it's called Here I Am, Send Me. And anyways, that's basically what's going on with the youth, and we're getting more active here.
In your bulletin, you will notice that distributing God's Word, okay, there's an offering envelope there. This is for your purposes. You don't have to fill it in now or anything like that. You can take it home with you. And as God directs you to support the Gideon ministry, then fill it out and send it in to our Gideon home office in Guelph. And, of course, this is a tax receivable. All right, the money that goes to Gideon's from churches and from other organizations, individuals as well, is directly used to purchase Bibles. It is not for administrative uses at all. So we do want to thank you for this privilege of being with you this morning and just to share with you a little bit about the Gideon ministry and trust that you will, you know, pray for us. And we will be, as Carl mentioned, at Matheson Fall Fair next and across the street here at Northern College. And we'll be going to other churches as well in the next few days. So thank you again. And if you are interested in becoming a Gideon, then, yes, do speak to one of us, and we'd be delighted to give you an application form and so on. So let's just close in a word of prayer, okay? What a privilege, Heavenly Father, it is just to pause and in your very presence this morning, our Lord, and to thank you again for all that you are and you mean to us, all the blessings you shower upon. We're such a privileged people, Lord, and we do thank you, Lord. And Father God, we pray for the Gideon ministry. We thank you for the opportunities that you provide for us here in the Timmins camp, and then, of course, throughout our nation and throughout the world. But there are so many needs, Lord. And Father God, we know and have seen so many peoples in these offshore countries, Lord, that are just crying for the Word of God in their own language. And so we would pray that we would take those opportunities and support the Gideon ministry so that these Bibles can be placed to the hands of these very, very needy people. And the team that's going to Zambia, Lord, we pray for them. They're leaving in a few weeks, Lord, for this two-week presentation. So thank you again. Thank you for the support, Father, that BFA has given to the Gideons in the past, Lord. And we continue to look forward to working with you, dear folk. So we thank you again for this privilege. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Just one other thing that was missed in announcements is just to let you know that, and remind you, I guess I should say, is that our mission team is leaving this week. One group is leaving on Tuesday, one group's leaving on Thursday, because we had too many, they fit into a twin otter. So please keep this mission in your prayers throughout the week. We do get a lot of resistance up there from the devil, but God prevails, and we saw that in the singing this morning. He is sovereign, and keep us in prayer, and for safe journey, and that we can bring souls. We'll be actually distributing some Bibles up there too from the Gideons as well over there. Thank you.